Hi, my name is Mike Matthews, and I would like to thank you for coming to the website for the book, What in Heaven and Hell is Happening? I am delighted that you have expressed interest in this book, yet I understand that there may be some concern over the book due to the contents of the book. For this reason, an audio introduction is much more appropriate than trying to read a few pages on the front and back covers of this book. Let me start out by stating the three outcomes that I would personally like from the book. Outcome number one is that during the next 6 to 12 months, that millions of people who have thought there was something wrong with them because they doubted things that were happening in the church, they felt guilty because they knew something was wrong. I desire the contents of this book and the revelation of Scripture to encourage them that they have nothing wrong with them, but in fact, they may be questioning the very things God desired them to question. Far too many people have left the church and felt guilty because common sense told them there was something wrong. The second outcome is I would desire an immediate and long-term realization of the issues and apathy of many churches who choose to remain the same. In months to come, every time they hear of certain words that rang true in the book, they will cringe and be reminded how frequently the terms of apathy and stagnant religious life ring true throughout the church. Thirdly, I desire that people open up Scripture and begin to search it. I'm going to be challenging you in this book, and so you're going to need to search Scripture and go beyond the fiction books or movies that you've watched about the tribulation period or the last days. 90% of those books clearly state they are fiction and don't lay out the scriptural facts completely. Your challenge is to verify what's written in the book through Scripture. Those are the three outcomes. Again, in summary, that the millions of people who feel guilty no longer feel guilty. They feel empowered. Two, that there's an immediate and long-term realization that the church is apathetic and stagnant. And number three, that people truly begin to search Scripture for the time we're in and the times ahead. I understand that there's going to be different types of people who want to read the book, but there will be also those types that don't want to read the book. I believe there's 10 types of people who will want to read the book, and some examples of these types of people are those who truly are in love with Christ and they desire to know what pleases Him in regards to the church. They're the type of people who want a clear understanding of how Christ functions, what He looks like or should be viewed as just prior to the rapture of the church. They're the type of people who desire to live more in the present day than in the past or the future. They're the type of people who desire to see the church purified and cleansed and prepared for Christ's return. They're the type of people who want to identify why things are becoming so bizarre and catastrophic in our society. They're also the type of people who want to know what lies ahead in the remaining days before the return of Christ. And lastly, I believe that the type of people who have become somewhat frustrated with a lifeless religious life. Those are the kind of people that I believe want to read this book. But there's five types of people that won't want to read the book. These type of people include any person who thinks the church is operating perfectly as it is, and there's no room for improvement. The second type of person would be any minister who is trying to protect their position, their personal standing, or their church as they see it. The third type of person is any person who believes they have everything figured out in regards to what is happening in our society, as well as what happens during the end days before Christ's return. The fourth type of person is the minister who knows they are phony or apathetic, and why would they want to read a book that points that out? And then the fifth type of person is any person who is more in love with the institution called the church than they are with Christ. Those are the types of people that will or will not choose to read the book. The main purpose of What in Heaven and Hell is Happening is intended to quickly get people aligned with God's plan for our day by understanding what Scripture says about the following, about why people are stressed and experiencing total frustration. Why is God shaking the earth while at the same time Satan is warring in the spiritual realm, causing a catastrophic clashing of times? Also, Scripture reveals what we can do during devastating times in the times yet ahead. In addition, how Christ should be viewed prior to the rapture of the church. Another item is the warning that the church may have been judged, which would explain the bizarre behaviors that have taken place with so many individuals. And lastly, the tendency for people to live in the past and future while ignoring the present. These are scriptural evidence for these points that the book brings out. Many more points or concepts within the book, but that highlights some of the main points or purposes of the book. I really believe this book has been orchestrated by God during the last year, and you'll be blessed if you're willing to invest the effort, the humility, the time to read what God has to say through what in heaven and hell is happening. God bless you as you invest the time.